Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Revenge of Lord Evelyn by Julia London, performed by Justine Eyre. 1. Summer 1808, Hadley Green. Count Evelyn left London like a man with a world firmly in his grasp. His town home was in the fashionable Mayfair district, and his horse was a sturdy grey Arabian he'd had delivered from Spain. He wore a coat of the finest Belgian wool, a silk shirt and neckcloth made by a renowned Italian tailor, Scottish buckskins and Hessian boots fashioned in soft French leather. Confident and wealthy, he sat his horse like a king commanding an army. 5 hours later, he crested the hill on the main road through West Sussex. The village of Hadley Green nestled prettily in the valley below, with the thatched roof cottages, vibrantly colourful gardens, and a high street bustling with commerce. And, very clearly, a village green. His chest tightened painfully. He suddenly felt clammy, his skin flushed and damp, and he was strangely light-headed. Fearing he would topple right off his horse, he reined up hard. He'd believed the memory of what had happened there to be dead to him, but now he struggled to catch his breath as he watched children play on the green where his father had been hanged for thievery 15 years ago. Count Evelyn, or Tobin Scott as he'd been known then, son of Joseph Scott, the woodcarver, hadn't travelled this road since his father's death. He'd forgotten the lay of it.